sodomy and rum.
So,
sodomy and rum. Reminds me of my college years.
You're expecting Nancy Boggs? This ain't no floating palace of sin. All right, then I'm gonna do it, Norton. So, when you and I, what I'm gonna
he
do...
He does this all the time, Bunkle, so this is nothing. Right. Just let's get this done so I can get but back just, drinking just, and fucking.
Just for...
I got some drinking and fucking to do. Bring it in the ringers! Bring it in the ringers! Bring it in the
ringers!
Setting, Portland, Oregon, circa 1888. Scene 1, almost dawn. The captain and the first mate are on the deck of the Flying Prince, a trade ship docked at Portland waterfront. Sounds of foghorns and late 19th century Portland urban noises.
It's almost on, Captain. He's late.
He'll get here.
I don't trust this Bunko Kelly.
Nobody does. But he's the best Shanghai artist in the business. Kelly, is that you?
You're expecting Nancy Boggs? This ain't no floating palace of sin. Lower the gangplank. I've got your recruits.
Captain and first mate slowly extend gangplank before dropping it with a thud.
Careful, you almost landed on my feet.
Never mind that. Bring me my sailors.
Bunko Kelly slowly pushes a large handcart with 12 rolled up figures stacked impossibly high. Feet and heads can be seen sticking out of ends. It is very hard going. Bunko Kelly keeps getting halfway up the plank and then sliding down.
I got it. I got it.
Go help him!
I'm pretty sure this is against union regulations.
I'll give you union regulations.
The first mate turns and walks down the plank dramatically. Between him and Bunko Kelly, they push the cart up the ramp. Cart gets to the deck of the ship with a thud to indicate that it is heavy.
There you are, Captain. 12 men, fit for sailing duty as promised.
These men stink like the dickens.
What do you expect? I didn't find them in no church basement, you know.
Where did you find them anyway?
Funny story, that. I was prowling around Stark Street, right around the vicinity of the Sailor's Snug Saloon.
Oh, they make a good mojito.
Shut up and let him finish.
Anyway, I came across a basement door that had been jimmied open. Stunk to high heavens of booze, piss, and whatnot. Went down and found these gents, passed out around a cracked open booze keg. I figure they'd broken in early to swipe some of the Snug's booze stash and decided to celebrate with a little drink. Premature, if you ask me. They cracked open the cask with a crowbar, and seeing all that good liquor going down the drain was too much for them, I reckon. They drank too much too fast. Passed out at the scene of the crime. The way I figure it, I'm doing them a favor.
Well, they can sober up on the way to Shanghai.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I bring him down to the hold.
Not so fast, Captain. There's the matter of my fee.
The blood money.
He prefers the term agent's fee. Of course, my good man. $600 in gold for 12 sailors.
Bunko opens bag. A light shines up out of the bag, indicating that gold is inside.
600 clams. Well, this seems to be in order.
Bunko Kelly and the first mate push the full cart down into the hold. The captain paces on deck as we hear the first mate and Bunko Kelly bantering down below.
This car is heavy.
Hey, careful with the merchandise.
I hope that these guys are okay. They kind of do smell bad.
Yeah, they're fine. They'll be fine.
Tiger, that's a lot of mojitos.
Bunko Kelly and the first mate come back to the deck.
Hey, well, Bunko, I'd love to stay here and chat with you all day, but we have a date with the Harbor Master.
Pleasure doing business with you, Captain. Pleasure doing business with you.
Bunko Kelly pushes the cart off boat, singing softly.
Friggin' in the riggin', we'll be friggin' all the way back.
The captain and the first mate drag the plank back up.
The cabin boy. Sing the cabin boy, the dirty little nipper. He stuffed his ass with broken glass and circumcised the skipper.
Friggin' in the riggin'. Friggin' in the riggin'. Friggin' in the riggin'. There's fuck all else to do. The captain of the lugger was known as a filthy bugger. Declared unfit to shovel shit from one pile to another.
Scene 2, afternoon in Astoria, Oregon. Scene changes from the Portland docks to Oceanside Astoria. Ship moves, possible music or noise of soft wind.
Oh, well, that trip certainly went fast.
What can I say? It's an efficient river. And right on schedule. Here's the Harbor Master now.
Tally-ho! It is I, the Harbor Master, here to ensure your ship is in order and you have enough sailors to make it across the Pacific.
Of course, sir! Come aboard! Come aboard!
The plank is lowered. And the Harbor Master comes onto the ship.
Welcome to the Flying Prince, the finest ship to sail the seas.
I can see that.
Well, if that's all, then we'll be on our way. It's a long way to China.
But there is the matter of your crew.
Ha! Oh, yes, the sailors. They're not on deck now because they're all sleeping.
Sleeping?
That's right. You know how sailors are. Their last night on shore, they like to have a few drinks. Maybe a few too many.
They were quite inebriated when they came aboard. They were tuckered out, the lot of them.
However that might be, I still need to see your crew.
Righto. Let's go down to the hold to count them.
The ship lifts up to reveal the lower deck. The puppets move down. Bunk beds, three high, stacked with sailors still wrapped in blankets.
All right, you lot. Look lively. The Harbor Master needs to count you so we can be on our way. What's wrong? Cat got your tongues? You'll have plenty of time for beauty sleep later.
The Harbor Master pokes the sleeping sailors.
Hey, wake up, you. It smells awful in here. Hey, you don't look too hot. Hello? Anybody home?
A sailor falls off the bunk.
Oh, this guy's not looking well at all. It's one mojito too many.
All right, you've seen them. We'll be on our way.
Not so fast. This sailor doesn't look so hot.
He'll be fine once he gets his sea legs.
Captain?
What is it?
I think this guy is dead.
He's not dead.
Another corpse falls off the bunk.
How about that one?
He's just resting.
He's up hiding for the fjords.
No, they're dead. So's this one.
Pushing up daisies.
And this one.
He's bleeding demise.
And this one.
The rift of life.
And this one?
He rests in peace.
Shut up, you! I don't suppose we can overlook this.
Not a chance. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to send for the coroner and throw up. Not necessarily in that order.
The harbor master leaves and heaves. Not necessarily in that order.
Hedlund.
They've joined the choir invisible.
Okay.
The curtain.
Now it's back to Bunko.
The curtain closes.
The bosun's name was Andy. By God, he had a dandy. We crushed his cock upon a rock for coming in the brandy. Friggin' in the riggin'. Friggin' in the riggin'. Friggin' in the riggin'. There's fuck all else to do.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
where
are we?
Are you doing some jokes?
I'm just
ad-libbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Ad-lib a stiff joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the jokes?
This guy's looking a little bit peakish to me.
That's all you can come up with is one joke?
That's...
all right, here I go. Okay.
Although if I was in this scene, I'd think of something so fucking funny,
yeah, sure.
You'd all be cracking up.
Sir, not appearing in this scene.
All right.
You've seen that one.
I'm just waiting for everybody to calm down a bit.
Scene 3, the curtain opens. Evening in Portland, Oregon. Bunko Kelly is in Erickson's saloon drinking at the table.
And pissing at the same time.
Calm down.
Old-timey ragtime music plays in the background.
Well, if it isn't the famous Bunko Kelly, looking all sharp like a man around town. Want me to sew up your trousers tonight?
Minnie? With the score I just made, I could have you make a 3-piece suit for every man in the 9-bar. What say you and I get good and drunk, doll?
That's all right by me, Bunko.
So I says to him, I say, Cap'n, these men have crewed ships from San Francisco to Formosa. I won't take a penny less than $1,000 for the lot of them.
Oh, Bunko.
Call me Joe.
Oh, Joe, you have the best stories. You should write a book.
As if I had the time.
I'm sweating. I'm just listening to YouTube.
Newspaper boy enters the bar with the evening edition newspapers.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it! Ship pulls into Astoria with dead crew! 12 stiffs removed! Captain under investigation!
What?
That's right! Captain of Flying Prince denies all charges. Coroner's report finds embalming fluid because of death of all sailors.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the break-in that happened last night over at Johnson & Son's mortuary on Star Street. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Bunko?
Call me Joe.
Get the sheriff, not the marshal.
Alas.
I like that punchline.
Bunko Kelly and the Flying Prince. What do we always say?
It was written by Twilight Calisti.
Thank you. Oh, well, I'm going to do... Yeah, I guess so. Bunko Kelly and the Flying Prince was written by Twilight Calisti.
Joshua Samuel Brown, though I should point out this is based on an old Portland legend.
Right. And acted by Twilight Calisti.
Joshua Samuel Brown.
Conch.
Mahatma Jones.
Rolf.
Ken.
Okay. Because I like to give everybody
credit. So shut that off because I don't want this to be taped
save.
What I'm about to say.
That was a great sketch.
I feel like that was very topical.
I think it was also very historically accurate.
I think Minnie was the star, not Bunko.
You know who I'd like to see in that? I'd like to see a group of actual puppets, maybe. They should bring that on traveling roadshow to Taiwan or something.
I don't know. Maybe we should go to Taiwan.
It was so realistic. I think I felt seagull shit on my... Oh, I can't say that, right?
This is for the radio.
Yeah,
so that's
radio.
Right.
You can say fucking anything on the radio.
I think I felt some seagull crap on my shoulder.
You know, if the puppets...
it's on a meta. Like maybe it's almost like we need human host and puppet actors since all the old.
I felt the ocean
around.
Breeze in my fur.
All right, this has been Puppet Radio Theater special theater edition.
This is our goodbye, so long, and good luck, America edition.
Yeah, so long. Thanks for all the fish.
We're stepping up our game now. We're not acting anymore. We're stepping into the director producer roles.
That's right. More royalties. All right. Thank you.
Body.